open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might love, and our hands that we might serve. And take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Today we celebrate Palm Sunday, or maybe a better description would be Passion Sunday, because today is the beginning of the final week of Jesus' human life. As it will turn out, it won't even be a full week. We have just heard Father Jim proclaim the Passion according to Luke. Luke's account of the final days in Jesus' human life was a different focus than the other gospel writers. In Luke, we have a strong reference to prayer, Jesus' emotional prayer in the garden, and also when he gets to Calvary. I believe the key to Luke's account is that Jesus is an innocent man. Pilate says it three times. Herod says he finds no guilt in Jesus. The centurion calls him innocent, and the criminal next to him says he did nothing wrong. In Luke, we have the good thief who steals heaven. Luke focuses more on Jesus' human qualities, his commitment, his courage, and the people's reaction to them. Today's gospel begins with Jesus coming before Pilate. But before he gets there, he goes to the garden to pray. His prayer is about his struggle with what is about to take place. He asks the Father to take away his pain. He also asks his disciples to be with him, keep watch with him as he prayed. But as you know, they too were tired and unable to do as he asked. Maybe Peter, James, and John felt that if they could close their eyes for just a moment, that when they opened them, all their hopes and dreams about the kingdom would come true and all would be well. We all go through this kind of fantasy in our lives from time to time, usually in times of stress or times of uncertainty. If you're anything like me, you probably would like to sleep through Holy Week and wake up Easter Sunday. Why should we have to relive all the suffering and pain of Jesus again? Why do we have to hear the story of Good Friday again? Why can't we just go right to Easter Sunday? We can't, because before Easter came Calvary. Before release came suffering. Before Peter made his way to Pentecost, he came through weakness in the garden, betrayal in the courtyard, and hiding during the crucifixion. Without Calvary, Easter has little meaning. Without weakness and betrayal, Peter's eventual conversion is shallow. For Peter to have anything to say, he must remember his failures. He must remember the tragic look that passed between him and Jesus when the troops led his master away. Without the pain, without the frustration, without the anguish, Easter has little meaning. So sleeping our days is not the answer. We would miss far too much of life. We would miss the daily risings and failings which reveal to us the beautiful mystery of life. We would miss the journey that leads us past frustration to fulfillment, past sadness that leads us to joy. It is a story that can be meditated upon year after year resulting in new growth in spirituality. As our Holy Week comes to an end, let us remember that we all walk our own Calvary in our own way. And as we reach our destination, the sadness of the Passion is once again combined with the joy of the resurrection. As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us pray that we are given a new sense of determination and inner peace by an awesome God who loved us so much that he gave us his life. Amen.